Engineered devices are all around us, from cell phones and computers to hybrid cars and deep water oil platforms. Advances in engineering are profoundly changing our lives. But concerns are growing that public understanding of how these technologies work and how they impact our society and the environment is not keeping pace. To help bridge this knowledge gap, the engineering community is relying increasingly on science journalism. Only one in every 800 people in the United States is a professional engineer. That leaves a lot of Americans without the technical knowledge or vocabulary to make sense of today's complex, technology-driven world. But science journalists, some armed with advanced scientific degrees of their own, are helping to translate those complex stories into terms lay audiences can understand. Scientific organizations are welcoming this effort. The Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers recently created the IEEE USA Journalism Award to honor the work of science journalists. Nita Patel is the Institute's Vice President of Communications and Public Awareness.
So this award was put out to promote engineering and science writing so that people become aware not only of maybe technical facts, but how their lives are impacted by people that do science research, technology research, and engineering design.
The materials on the shuttle's black underside will belly flop from ice-cold space into Earth's atmosphere at about 17,000 miles an hour.
Randy Atkins of the National Academy of Engineering was one of this year's winners.
But the reinforced carbon tiles protecting Discovery's aluminum airframe are engineered to actually strengthen as temperatures rise.
He was recognized for his weekly Engineering Innovation podcast that adds technical context to issues in the news, such as the safety features on the space shuttle. His minute-long reports aired during rush hours, providing commuters with a quick look into what is going on in the fields of engineering. Atkins says the public doesn't get enough of this technical information.
I frankly wish there were more journalists out there who focused on these sort of issues. I'm afraid that journalism this day doesn't try hard enough to get across the important stories and the issues that are, you know, behind the news of the day. They take the low-hanging fruit. There is engineering, I believe, behind almost every news story. The audience is intelligent, and I think they would crave this information if journalists would just take the time to give it to them.
The other winner of this year's IEEE USA Journalism Award is Holly Morris of Fox News DC, a local TV station in the nation's capital. During the morning newscast, Morris covers events in the community, and IEEE recognized her for her report on the 2009 National Engineers Week Future City Competition. This contest challenges middle school students to design the cities of tomorrow, addressing engineering issues like energy generation, water treatment, and infrastructure to ease emergency response. Morris has a degree in civil and environmental engineering. She says that projects like this can inspire kids to pursue careers in engineering and also help brainstorm ideas that may one day lead to important advances.
Their ideas could be the idea, and that engineers aren't always these like super smart people in this stratosphere that there's no way I could ever, you know, even understand or relate to them. That it is a dialogue that needs to exist, and that good ideas come from other ideas. It's the good old-fashioned concept of brainstorming. I want to listen to what you have to say, because what you have to say might then be the catalyst to help me come up with something that is going to eventually be the answer.
As new technologies are put to use in so many areas, the need for this type of journalism is especially important, according to Wilson Lowry, a University of Alabama journalism professor. The lead author of a recent study of media communication during disasters, Lowry stresses the importance of explaining the inherent complexities of today's technologies for the general public, an especially relevant topic with the oil spill crisis in the Gulf of Mexico.
Good morning. Breaking news. A third oil leak has been discovered at the site of that sunken platform in the Gulf of Mexico.
For example, in the situation with the Gulf, well, BP did the wrong thing. That's a bad company. They made bad decisions. If that's the lesson learned, and maybe I'm opinionating here, but I think that's the wrong direction to go. I think we also at least need to look at the question of, well, what about our energy policy? Should we be drilling to the bottom of the ocean at all?
These are the types of questions that the IEEE USA Journalism Award winners are asking, educating the public on the technological capabilities and limitations of our scientific community. This is Smita Raghunathan, VOA News, Washington.